Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
You are listening to Talks Machina on the Critical Role Podcast Network. Talks Machina airs live at twitch.tv/Critical Role on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific, and it's also uploaded to youtube.com/Critical Role on Thursday mornings. If you like our podcast, please rate and review it on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Without further ado, here's this week's episode of Talks Machina.
Are we on the internet?
Did you know that before the Cookie Monster started eating cookies, his name was Sid?
Ooh, that's vicious. Good evening, and welcome to an all-new Talks Machina.
I'm not doing
now,
I realized I was going to be right here.
You are. You're right in the...
Party.
My name is Brian W. Foster, and I will be your host this evening for this weekly shit show. Tonight, we will be discussing Critical Role Campaign 2, Episode 22, Lost Treasures, with my guests... Laura Bailey and Travis Willingham.
Yeah, I'm just going to go. Later.
I'm here too.
Lord Baron von Young. What's
young
his
child?
Name?
Young Child.
Baron Young Child. What do you guys think? Baron Young Child?
Yeah. It's not happening.
Why? We chose it. It's
no.
Over.
No.
That's what she
Sorry.
Normally says to me all the time.
Not happening.
It's Baron Young Child. Hit it, Chief. Good evening. We're back. Welcome to 60 Minutes.
Oh shit, my feet are in the ring.
Hey, get those out of the shot.
Sorry.
Play Jeez. Gopher. Play the gopher game with your feet. Good evening and welcome to Talks Machina. I am your host. We already went all through all that. Welcome, esteemed panel of guests.
Hi.
Travis and Laura.
Cream of the crop.
What's next to you over there?
I don't know. There's this squid thing
that's your patron.
Handmade.
It is?
Yeah, that's what it says. Handmade with Lane. Love.
Well, maybe.
To me. From Rachel. I don't know. It's a squid.
I got this.
Purse. Is this a purse?
It might be. Oh, it's a dice bag.
Look, I got a pie.
Oh, it's a, that's, I mean.
And you got a little pie?
I got a little pie.
That's brains. Really cute.
Cool.
You could put the baby in there depending on how small it is when it gets out. Little Baron von.
And this is Renfair Teddy Keyleth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mixture.
Teddy Keyleth was my favorite singer from Three Dog Night. Guys, Vox Machina Origins hardcovers are still on sale through the Geek and Sundry online shop. The deluxe editions, limited editions, have been sold out.
Yeah.
Say what?
Poof!
Gone.
Gone. I bought 60 of them.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, you're gonna make so much money on eBay.
Yeah, once you guys sign them, I will. Starting this week, actually starting last week, we've been posting the fan art and gift of the week winner from this very show to our beautiful new website at critroll.com.
Woo!
That is critroll.com. This way you can find our weekly winners a lot easier. And we also have, just a reminder, the Talks Machina Instagram account is up and running at Talks Machina.
Insta.
Well, we have a special guest tonight.
Oh.
Joining us all the way from Her Majesty's England. Please welcome our friend and yours, Mr. Mark Humes.
Hey, where the
no.
fuck?
Oh, DJ.
Hello, Governor.
Ow.
God!
That is unfortunate.
Here, we could, like, you can kind of, you could pet.
Can you?
Hey, Mark.
Oh, look at him.
Hey, Mark.
Look how savage.
How you doing, buddy?
I am very well. Good bidet.
Oh my God!
There we go. It looks incredible.
Wait, give us your best statue face. Look up and to the right and just give us a... There you go.
Yes.
Good.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yep. Born to be wild right there. Hey, man.
Now I'm a creepy Ford statue too.
Say that again.
No, I just said now I get to be the legendary Ford statue too.
Yes, dude. Everybody gets a turn to be on top of his face.
Okay.
Guys, well, as we know, 2 weeks ago, Mark was our second guest of the campaign.
That's right.
After Kari Payton. Mm. Was Kari the only guest so far?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Mark, you were the second guest. We have a few questions here about your... Don't get your finger bit. about your experience on the show. Tell us first how you ended up guesting on the campaign, because I know you actually follow the show, and you are a good friend of Dr. Mercer's.
Yeah, I'm a super nerd fan, so I've been watching it since campaign one. And in fact, Matt used to tell me stories of before you guys stream. Travis can't deal with this. It's like this talking head next to
me. I'm good. I'm adjusting. I'm good. I'm professional.
I love it. Yeah,
okay. Good. He used to tell me all of the stories of you guys playing before you started streaming, whenever he'd come over to the UK to do cons and stuff. And so we would exchange D&D stories and things. And we just talked about guesting for a long time. And then with campaign two, it just seemed the stars aligned. And yes. I was able, and I'm super glad.
We're all super glad, man. You really left an impression, and some of the Cali artwork has been
so good.
Absolutely insane. It's gorgeous.
So good.
Such an interesting character too. Someone on Reddit, Rano or Kurt, wanted to know, how do you think the Cali felt having to leave the Mighty Nine? They seem to be some of the few people who didn't really care that she was special. Do you think she wants to meet up with them again, or is she too focused on her mission?
I think Callie would really love to see the Mighty Nine again. I can't do it. I'm trying to do serious answers while being this statue is too.
Have Jester give Jester a kiss. Yeah.
Oh, friend. Besties, forever.
I love it.
That's amazing. Love it. So cute. She would absolutely want to see them again. I think like for her, the story that I kind of created with her is that she is not used to people not freaking out and treating her like a mutant freak. So having people that were just nice to her meant an awful lot. And yeah, she would definitely want to see them again.
Interesting. How was your guys' experience with Mark?
It was terrible.
Who's Mark?
Terrible. I mean,
that's him.
No.
Right there.
He was great. It's like he'd played D&D before. Like,
yeah.
It seemed like he had a well-versed knowledge of the rules and structures of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he, you know, could explain what could be done on any given turn.
I loved how sweet and innocent mm-hmm. his character was. Because so many people, like, you know, want to create, like, something really and be a tragic sort of person. And
yeah.
It was nice to have somebody else be joyful.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and sweeties.
And coming from dire straits, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Plus I want to know if Mark is, you know, in cahoots with Mercer for a later storyline development.
He's got to be. Look at him. Look at that shitty grin.
No.
Mark, raise your right hand if you are privy to something coming up later. Yeah, okay. Plus he was a sorcerer, she was a sorcerer, and that's a super intimidating class to me. So, well done. Well played.
True.
Thank
Mark,
you
what was
much.
The
thank you.
A master call.
What was the inspiration for the accent?
Do you know what? That was a weird one. So I was trying around different accents and things like that, just trying to figure out what she should do, and I wasn't quite sure. Like, I was almost gonna go Cali girl. I was gonna try a British accent, but stop it, Jess.
it looks like she's soothing you.
Amazing.
I just was messing around one day, and I tried it out, and it seemed to fit the character really well.
It was good. It was like a Taika Waititi character.
Watch the show for that. Come on and attempt the accent.
Yeah. Yes.
Nine Cats in a Trench Coat also has a question for you, Mark. Callie seemed to have a bloodlust going on when fighting the Marrow. Is this part of her biology as being part Black Dragon, or is it something indoctrinated into her when being raised by the cult of the Scaled Tyrant? And also, is she ashamed of this?
Man, these questions are awesome. so much deep lore.
Yes. Go as deep as you can,
no,
Mark.
So the whole thing was because of her bloodline with the draconic thing. So black dragons are actually really cruel and nasty and horrible. And I wanted to have that as a nice counterpoint to how nice and sweet she genuinely is.
Yeah.
So when her adrenaline goes, like the draconic side comes out a little bit. And there was going to be some other chance. I did think if a member of the party tried to steal from her, then perhaps her draconic possessiveness might come out if she was aware of it. But by the time that happened, we already had enough problems with Bolgate, so.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Bolgate.
Same person had asked, what were her thoughts on being seen by potential friends in this less than friendly state?
Oh, she's very embarrassed by it. She's very kind of like ashamed of it, and she doesn't like it. So the fact that the kind of quick thinking by Caleb and Molly was nice because it stopped her kind of going too out of control.
Yeah.
God, I feel so boring and serious.
This is great,
would
man.
Would you have gone like even crazier if they hadn't stopped you that fast? Would you have been like, and like gone super violent or something?
Yeah. So like when the troll was attacking, I was just going to run up and start, you know, meleeing it because she had some other spells and things. And the Merrow, she was going to properly like start dragging out and maybe turn on some, maybe if people didn't calm her down, maybe she gets a bit angry and starts hissing and snarling. And
wow.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
I know. I'm kind of
We had the actors known as Liam and Marisha on the show last week discussing that really intense moment during the end of your episode that you were on. What was it like to be there during such a crazy RP moment like that on the show?
So good. That's why people love the show. You know, they love the interaction between characters and the drama and the emotion. And that's what I love about D&D as well. Like, yeah. I get super caught up into it. Like, I was getting a bit sort of emotional and into it at the same time. So, like, no, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, Liam and Marisha are fantastic. And feeling super comfortable with everybody around the table. Like, this is one thing I want to talk about is everybody made me feel so welcome. And being a part of that just felt super natural. And it was just great.
Wow. We hear that sometimes from the guests. Hard for me to picture, but we do hear that.
Well, that's because we don't like you.
Yeah, we really
you
try
treat
to
them
make,
different.
Yeah,
than
we
you
try
treat
and
me.
Make guests feel, you know, like they're wanted, appreciated, like their talents are recognized. All of which is entirely lost on you. So,
my goodness,
I know.
Yeah. Those words don't register with me at all. Mark, we got a couple more questions for you here from Blanga Danger. Was the invisibility scroll meant to be Callie's escape plan? Why did she give it to Nott instead of giving the bracelets to the party?
So it was basically her little gift from her kind of like foster father, I guess. Hmm. As a, like, if you ever get in trouble, use this. And it was kind of going to be a way of me to get out of the episode if I needed to rush off or if things got too hectic. And it just felt like that was a better gift to give, something better, because like Caleb obviously ends up walking away and obviously there's a bit of upset, and I figured, you know, it's the kind of thing that maybe he'd be more interested in, because the magic bracelet was really very good.
Yeah, it's very unselfish of you to leave something like that for the cast. It's very un-Joe Manganiello of you to
the anti-Joe.
The anti-Joe.
Yeah. I kind of like that
if
when guests...
If only we would have chopped your wrists off and stolen the bracelet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been
that would have probably been a little bit more...
I like how when guests come, there's always a chance that one of us might get a new item, whether by gift or by ganking.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's true. Gift or ganking this Thursday on Critical Role. Mark, Kaylin Naya wants to know, our last question for you tonight, what surprised you most about your experience as a guest on the show?
Oh, man. Quite honestly, it kind of goes back to what I said, like just how easy it felt. Just it honestly was like sitting down and jumping in with a friend's D&D game and just playing with people that I've spoken to for years. Like there's especially like Travis and Laura I've met a couple of times, but like it just felt super easy and like we'd played together for ages. Like it was so relaxed and comfortable and I felt super welcome.
What was more nerve-wracking for you, guesting on Critical Role or DMing a game on the stream of Many Lies a few weeks ago?
Definitely guesting on Critical Role. Yeah. I was so nervous.
Really?
I was so scared. Oh, I was terrified, guys.
You
like,
didn't
I was
seem
just
nervous
like
at all.
Oh, thank you. No, I was super, I was just like really anxious. I was like, oh God, I hope people like the character. I hope I get on with everybody. I hope I don't embarrass myself. And yeah.
You accomplished all three of those things.
And that sweet Kiwi accent,
thank
man.
You. Yeah. And that sweet Kiwi accent.
Thanks, man.
Well, screw Matt Mercer. I'm inviting you on the show anytime you want. But yeah, hopefully.
I've said that basically if he ever needs to call me up, I will fly out to LA on a moment's notice. So.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Charge it to him too when you do. Thanks so much for calling in, man. Get some sleep. I know it's super late / early there in London town. No, in Bristol.
Oh, thank you very much. No, thank you very much for having me, guys. And there will be some in-character mail, hopefully, as well.
For I heard about some... this.
Ooh.
Yeah, I heard about this.
I can't wait.
I can't wait, man.
Great job, Mark.
Great job, dude. We love you, bro. We'll see you, man.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, and then he just... fades away.
Oh, I love it. It was like
that's so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. Isn't he the best?
That was crazy.
He's the sweetest. Really he's the sweetest. Well, guys, we are going to dive into this week's episode. So without further ado, let us discuss episode 22 of Critical Role Campaign 2, Lost Treasures.
Treasures.
Trying to...
We're back. That works.
We have some crit roll stats for this episode. Woo! From our, oh, you guys see my shirt?
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Ellie, who is that?
Ellie is
That's
bae.
Ellie.
Yes. From that Ellie fierce Last of Us 2 trailer, that, which was so good.
What'd you guys think? That's pretty good, right?
To quote our friend Chris Sabat, it was genre shattering.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
So good.
I like that. Okay, some crit roll stats from this episode provided for us each week by our friends at Crit Roll Stats.
Okay, come
People think we're not.
This episode, are you okay?
Yeah, I just feel like,
are you
I just realized I was farther away. I need to sit closer.
Oh, yeah, people be sit like, closer.
They're in a fight or something, but we're not. We love each other very much.
That's true. On odd days. This episode had the most damage dealt by the Mighty Nine. 471 points.
Coming up in the world.
Wow.
And the most damage taken by the Mighty Nine at 208 points.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, that was crazy. Jester had her first solo How Do You Want to Do This this episode.
Yeah.
She has been part of three How Do You Want to Do This I. This is the side.
I did it.
Two of which she shared with other members.
Yeah. Mm. She's into sharing.
She's into sharing members or with members.
But
Ashley rolled her highest initiative roll in the show's history with her 21.
Was it the highest ever?
Her previous record had been 20 with a natural 20 with Pike.
Wow. Because she normally rolls under 10.
Initiative under 10 usually.
Yeah.
It felt
every
pretty
time.
Special.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Kiri incredible. Has killed two corpses.
Aww.
Yes, great stat.
Thank
did
you.
I roll the most natural ones ever outside of Will Wheaton?
I think you're close. We had a stat about it last week, but let's be honest, we've all drank and slept since then.
That's true.
Even you. Guys, our first question for you for the night comes from RJ Lane, and it's for Laura.
Hi.
Did you move all the dice from last Thursday into a dice jail?
You know what? I punished them that night.
Yeah.
I'm a forgiving mother. I believe in loving all my children. So I put them back in the bag.
Are you a spanker? Are you a timeouter? Are you a you
It's
less
obviously
privileges?
I'm a timeouter.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have their timeouts during the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then strong words. And then they go back in the bag.
Dang.
To be sorted equally the next week, which probably is a very bad move. I shouldn't do that.
It probably
very
is, but
of you. Yeah.
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 What does it say? Best day ever?
Best day ever. I decided to wear this because I had the worst day ever on the game. So.
Oh, that's cute.
What do you do for repeat offender dice? Anything? Is there like a program?
Dice in the bag that like, which is unfortunate because it's usually like the ones that I love the most, the way they look.
Yeah.
Visually.
Yeah.
That roll poorly.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, when I bring them out and I, like, shake them at the beginning of the game, like, if you trick me and you roll well, you're gonna fuck me over in the game because you're gonna roll like shit when it counts.
Yeah, when it counts.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's a lot of
Seems pressure. Like a lot of work to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
I'm tired listening to it. You got more stamina pregnant than I do.
I like that.
Not pregnant.
Like, when you touch your shirt now, it looks like you pat Ellie. Yeah. Should I? I kind of want to come over and like make out with
Wipe
her.
Wipe her tears.
Like, have a little. Have
Please
a little
don't, because then you'll feel my abs, and you'll never. You'll look at Travis and go, "Why don't you have abs like that?" Brian's are made of vibranium.
Right.
Mine are made of squid.
Vibranium abs. His are made of squid meat.
Mine are made of pie.
Travis.
Yes.
Speaking of the actor who used to play Grog, question for you from Eclectic Mazella. This was the most we have heard of Ford's backstory. How does he feel now that he's revealed so much of it to the Mighty Nein?
I feel pretty good. I feel good. It was a good amount, a decent amount.
Okay.
To reveal, and I thought it was timed pretty well. Also, I'm not necessarily trying to keep anything hidden. It's just you don't want to like. I mean, seriously, you just
it's
I just
true. Like, why spew?
Yeah, you don't want to be the person that's just like. How are you feeling today, Ford? Well, backstory.
I thought it
worked out really well. So I felt pretty good about it, and not too much. Like just
there's still a lot.
Still some right left oval.
Still some juicy treats in the chamber.
Quite a bit.
Okay.
Quite a bit.
Juicy treats in the chamber.
Juicy treats in the chambre.
Laura.
Yeah.
Caitlin Herbin wants to know. Jester has never visibly let people expressing doubts about the Traveler's existence get to her. But is she relieved to know that someone besides her knows about him? Is she hoping to find them?
You know, it's weird, and I'm sure, well, that'll probably be revealed in game a bit, but I'll give a little hinties, why not? Mm. I feel like there's gotta be some jealousy there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you like, even if you wish other people knew about something, it's kind of like that hipster thing where it's like, I knew about it before anyone else, and all of a sudden it's like, now somebody else does know about this, and like, I'm not special.
Yeah,
so.
Oh yeah, makes sense.
It's kind of like, but the Traveler's always been mine.
Hmm, interesting.
So, we'll see.
I'm still not convinced.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Jester's a hipster, confirmed.
Yeah.
Jester's such
a hipster.
Yep.
Jester is the least hipster.
She's like, I was into candy before you. That's my impression.
That's good.
This is, yeah, it's good there.
Travis, I practice a lot. Nevada Prince, don't laugh at me, Danny. That's why we took your mic away from last week. Chris was like, she laughs at my boss too much. I must protect him. Leaving the mic in the car this week. Travis, does finding his symbols in the safe house change Ford's view on the Traveler at all?
Did you have views of the Traveler before?
A little bit. I mean, I would say it was more of a lack of views, right? I don't think Ford has any particular take on deities, be it good or bad. I think he knew that some were of a lighter variety and some were more evil, but I think it was more the balance of them.
Okay.
I'm going to say no, because if I had asked which side of that scale the Traveler fell on, I don't think he particularly knew anything about it. I think he was just taken with the fact that there were so many of both.
Oh.
Right? Like, if it was something that was malevolent, you would expect to find, like, a bunch of positive charms and things like that. And if it was super positive and they were trying to bring out the devils, then it would just be, like, all gnarly stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Good impression of Taliesin's vicious mockery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every time he does that, I shit my pants.
I think it added up. Yeah, I know.
How is it in the room? Because it's terrifying on the stream, so in the room it must be like.
I kind of love it because I want to clock how much spit comes out of his mouth.
It's a good amount.
Yeah, I got the good profile view, so I can really see, like, I feel like I have a stat tracker that's like, boom, 12 inches.
His character sheet looks like the Declaration of Independence.
Well, that, and because he also spills coffee on it all the time.
He does, yeah, exactly.
He's trying to age his documents as he goes along. It makes sense.
Nicolas Cage will come looking for it in a movie soon.
Yeah, it makes his 14th century self feel more comfortable.
He does know how to age documents very well.
He is.
There's certain voices that Taliesin will do or that Matt will do in game that makes this little one like start kicking.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the one that Matt does that makes him kick?
When we were in the fight, you know, the tournament.
Yeah.
When he was doing the announcer?
Yeah, when he was doing the announcer voice, like for some reason, every time he did that voice, it was like, bam, 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 like popcorn.
Because he wants to fight, let him out. Yeah. Let's do it.
I think he was uncomfortable.
Let's give him an agent and a mace. act as
when
a
it's time
mobster.
For him to be born, you should just play, you know, oh wait, we can't say it.
A little joke.
We can't say it.
I finished your sentence, so we didn't complete
it. It's copyrighted or trademarked or whatever. Hey, let's give away some free shit real fast. Hey, each week we like to feature unique creations by you, the critters, including those epic gift-making skills.
Epic.
Up first, it's Gift of the Week.
It's Gift of the Week!
Our winner for episode 22 of Campaign 2 was sent in by Nico Nielsen, a.k.a. at unico_1. Let's take a look.
What the shit? That's
I'll shift in, give him a wink. I'll take the falchion and take his head off. And I'll
That's totally.
I'll reappear, but I will hold Eldritch Blast until I say the reappearance. Show your fucking face. You
got it. Just keep popping out. It's important. Oh my god.
Dang,
that's right.
His face. I'm gonna send this kid straight to the motherfucking world. Oh man, that was fun.
I'm so happy
about
Blink.
Seen that one. Did you
Blink
see that?
No, I haven't awesome. Seen it. Blink is
the tip.
I've also learned from 20,000 texts that you can move after blinking.
Oh wow.
In and out. Important to note. Yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah.
I don't ever claim to know what I'm doing, so.
You're getting there. You're new to spellcasting.
You can move up to like 10 feet in the.
No, I get my. Once you blink back in, you can move your full speed and then blink back up.
Oh.
Sick. As long as you roll above a 10.
Yeah.
Oh, each that's time, right? Tight.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was just blinking in and going like, and just bamfing 10 feet and then bamfing 10 feet and then bamfing 10 feet.
Oh my god.
Like just really all the way away from the fight, and I know everybody was like, come on!
It made for an interesting sequence of events, though.
Thank you.
Congrats to you, Nico. You have won this Critical Role Hadidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdurdidurdidurdidurdurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdurdidurdurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdidurdid And you got this gorgeous Critical Role pendant, which I saw a few critters wearing at E3 today, actually, when I was down there braving the lines to try and see if I could spot Matt Mercer, but he wasn't there. Wanted to get my body pillow autographed. All right, moving on. Question for Laura from Frickwit. Say that five times fast.
Frickwit. Nope.
Not going to work. Is Jester happy at the possibility of finding other followers of the Traveler, or does she feel a slight jealousy or sense of ownership over the Traveler?
Interesting that I just answered that.
Did you just answer it?
Kind of,
about
yeah.
whether or not you feel
nobody
jealousy,
was,
though?
Nobody was paying
nobody
attention
was listening to
your answer.
No, yeah. I wasn't, definitely. I was lining up my
totally answered
pedicure
that.
After this. Here's one
Give
for...
Me, you better make up a good one for me, though. Because I didn't get a question just now.
Oh my God, Laura, okay. Fine. Question for Laura, let's go to the thing.
I'm ready for it.
Chief, this is in the extra ones. This is from Ken Fagan. And is Jester conflicted about possibly returning to Nicodranas at some point?
Oh, yeah, it would be very bad.
It would be very bad?
Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
Why?
But I mean, I want to go, obviously, but.
Okay.
It would be bad?
Well, yeah, there's a price on my head, yo.
There is?
How
yeah,
come?
I said that's not revealing. That was already said.
How come?
Because I already said it in the game.
You did?
Yeah.
What if we
remind the
listening?
Folks at home why there's a price on your head?
Because I pulled some pranks on a lord.
Oh,
guy,
that's right.
And he wasn't happy with it.
Lord Baron
Von...
Youngblood.
Yeah, young child.
How high of a price was
yeah.
it?
Yeah. What?
How high of a price was on your head?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a price so much as they just want to kill me. Sort of situation.
Those are two totally different things.
There's probably a price. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably not expensive. Travis, Alec Farrell wants to know, it's been a couple weeks since their first job with the gentleman. How are Ford's tusks doing? Have they grown out much at all?
Get your damn finger out of my face.
Out my tusk.
Probably a little.
Yeah.
Probably grown a little bit. He's trying to do his best not to mess with them.
Mm.
But you know, their teeth, they don't grow super, super fast.
Well, will he start talking funny if they start coming in more?
Is he gonna
like I'm wearing vampire things?
Start, like, getting like,
His dad's getting like a massive underbite.
Yeah, like he's got dip in his mouth or something.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, I'm going to have to change it up like that.
Just to be method, you should put a dip in
like
your mouth.
A little lip going because of the teeth, like you're wearing false teeth.
Yeah.
Ford's going to all of a sudden start talking like this.
Oh, that's awesome.
That would be so great.
Yeah, then that charisma is going to be real necessary.
I know. And then we'll have a character that sounds like Max. Here's one for both of you from Finn Litton. Which characters do Jester and Ford trust the most at this point? Each other, because they have known one another the longest, or perhaps a new friendship?
Ooh, damn.
Ooh.
Good question.
Yeah.
I think
doesn't feel like she answered it earlier.
Yeah.
I had answered that question already, ish. Enough.
I think Ford trusts Jester the most. And maybe Yasha the second.
She's so pretty trustworthy.
She's so quiet. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you know, doesn't try and pull a bunch of shit, obvi.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like Jester probably trusts Ford still the most. And then probably Bo after that.
Mm. Okay. Anybody that you guys really hate?
I got a lot of trust. Yeah, Bo's good. I got a lot of trust for Bo. That's important.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
feel like, you know, there.
Yeah, we are good, solid. Yeah.
I mean, she pulls some shit, but she's honest about the shit she's pulling.
That's true.
Yeah.
The only lack of trust might be from that mouth of hers, because she just fires off and says some shit.
Yeah. She's a bit impulsive, that one.
I can't blame somebody for being impulsive.
No.
You know? No, you can't.
Can't either.
Can't fault them for that.
Thaumaturgy can't blame thaumaturgy.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm an impulse buyer. Travis has seen my
chips lunchbox. Those one-click Amazon buys, man, they'll get you.
Chips lunchbox.
Yeah, I have a lot of lunchboxes from the hit show Chips. Well, Laura, look, a question for you.
Oh, how fun.
We'll find out. It's from Ross Wen 9.
Is it about the coins I found for the traveler?
It's about shut the fuck up and listen to the question it says here. I guess we should just wait and see what it says.
Okay. I'm ready.
Marisha has said that Jester is Bo's first real friend and that she is enjoying the experience. How does Jester feel about having a roommate who is always up to just roll with whatever Jester comes up with? Now that's interesting.
She loves it, hence the reason she said she trusts Bo.
No, but I mean, that's, trusting is different than going like, I'll roll with whatever you know, like, so I'm what I'm curious about is Jester used to having people that are like, you seem like a lot of fun and, will, you know, free-spirited, all go along with that, or is it more of like, you're a little weird, dude?
Jester isn't used to having people around her that much.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, the traveler was kind of in and out in her childhood and was probably the person that spent the most time with her.
Mm.
So she didn't have any, like, friends growing up.
Oh.
So having a roommate even is like totally crazy, but yeah.
Sleepover every night.
The traveler was super present.
Traveler's pretty present, yeah.
Okay, all right. You're kind of that friend that everybody calls when they're like, hey, I'm going to the bar to get fucked up. You wanna come?
Always down.
Let's do it!
Always down. Yeah. I'll bring the fireworks.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. No, we're going to a bar.
Artillery shells, really?
N7 Kaiju has a question for Fire Ford Ozai. Is that how I say it?
You got it.
Cool. Did you interact with the makeshift eye stone out of pure curiosity, or did you have the intent of interrupting Caleb from discovering too much of your patron?
Actually, neither of those things.
Ooh.
I was curious about it, and I was going to let him take his normal course. And then, like, the eye, the description of the eye kind of, like, was this little bitty, like, maybe that's something I should check out. And then Mercer was like, Ford, you see the eye and it triggers something, right? So I kind of took that as a note and I was like, okay.
Mm.
And I try not to be too meta about those things, but I think that was like a good like character, you know, push. And even if that pull is there, I think Ford has enough self-control to not immediately go after it. So I let him cast Identify for 10 minutes, but he did it on the golden sword, and I think he was done waiting after that.
Right.
And he didn't even grab it, right? He was doing like the, So like every time I go to somewhere like Benihana's and the hot plates out there,
it's the worst.
Now listen, listen. Yeah, I gotta touch
it. You touch it
every time, yep. And not like once. I could go 4 times in a year, which I don't. But I gotta touch it. I have to throw an ice cube on there, A, and then I gotta touch it. I don't know why.
Anytime they're like, please don't touch the plate, it's very hot.
They don't ever say that.
Yes, they do at restaurants all the time.
They say that all the time, and this is what Travis does every time, is you'll be talking to him, and he'll be like, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
And then we all go, why did you do it? The gentleman literally just, not the gentleman, but the guy literally just said, don't touch the.
Yeah.
Well,
every time. He did it.
I need him to be more specific.
Is it like a fire pit? It was like a glass fire pit, you know, with little blue glass and
you touched the glass?
He was like,
you put him on the glass? What did you expect was gonna happen? Clear,
it was clear glass, and it was like a foot and a half from the fire.
It doesn't matter how clear the glass is.
Yeah, probably. But these guys out on the edge, these like clusters on the universe, like maybe that one, and it burned the fuck out.
I just learned he was the kid that stuck a fork in the light socket.
Oh yeah. And by kid you mean a 27-year-old.
Yes.
I was like 5. My mom kicked me. It was great. We bonded over it.
She kicked you to put the fire out.
Yeah, you can't grab a kid who's got a fork in the electric socket, otherwise that becomes two of you.
Yeah.
So she's like, boosh!
Kick him to disengage him from the current.
Yeah. So I touched it. That's all I did, right?
Yeah.
Because there was a chance that nothing could have happened, and I wasn't going to interrupt. Hmm. And, you know, I...
Come on, there was no chance nothing was gonna happen.
Picked it up and walked it away like a boss. You didn't know I was secretly strength 25.
What's this? Why are we doing
this? Did you ever play Monkey Island?
No, but I like it.
This is a sales guy in Monkey Island.
This is also Team America, the signal.
Yeah.
Gary?
It's me! It's me! Looks like he's saying, kiss me.
Kiss me.
Kiss me.
Laura.
Yeah.
Alec Farrell back with the question for you this time. Jester knew Vandran's name when Ford mentioned him. Does she know more of his backstory than the others, and is she keeping any of his secrets?
Yes.
Travis. You want to expand on that at all?
I don't think I can.
Okay, don't.
Right?
The question technically has been answered. We are legally allowed to move on.
Okay.
According to our new rules guidelines. Travis, Golden Rosie 101 wants to know.
Yes,
there's Golden no guidelines. Rosie. I'm just kidding. That description of drowning and watching bubbles was terrifying, man. Did you research into the lives of sailors to prepare for this character?
A little bit into ships, just because I'm not super knowledgeable about vessels, but not necessarily sailors. Half of that was stories. I love scuba diving, so half of that was from. Various scuba dives and instructional classes and things like that. Actually, when you are scuba diving at night, you have a flashlight, and if you're either cave diving or it's at night, it's very easy to become disoriented, and they'll tell you the only way to really know which way is up is to blow bubbles and see which way they go, and oftentimes you'll be on your back, and you'll blow bubbles and think they're gonna go this way, and they just shoot straight away from you, and the surface of the water is that way. So it's kind of a trip, and I always loved that. You know, there's nothing that that seemed more disorienting than that. And then, I think everybody's had like a mild, like choking on water or a drowning experience, you know, from when they were kids. And
I was waterboarded by my ex landlady. Sorry, moving on. Yeah. Go ahead. No, continue.
I kind of want that story more.
Yeah, it was actually, the odd part was that my rent was early.
Oh, right. You're fucking up the rotation.
She just didn't like to do stuff. Yeah.
I was like a kid on a beach, and I got trapped under a raft, and there was salt water, and I took a whole like a gulp of water, and it stung like a motherfucker, and that's what everybody says is that it stings.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was like a good description for it, and it's a very pivotal part of how Ford got to be where he is. So.
You're someone who really loves the water and ocean and scuba diving, doing stuff like that, which is funny because a lot of times if we have a scary situation like that as a kid, you'll actually run from that thing, but I think maybe you experienced that scary situation and then for you it was like, okay, I see what could happen, and maybe now I'm even that much more cautious.
Yeah, there were a lot of things that I was terrified of as a kid. Water sometimes, I never saw like an R-rated movie until I was like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
I mean, I ran out of Jurassic Park in the theater.
Can I tell what other movie you ran out of?
Yeah.
Never-ending story.
Okay, Never-ending Story is a little bit creepy.
Yeah, fuck that movie.
It's a little scary at certain times.
Yeah.
If you were super young like we were when we watched it.
Yeah, well, I was like 6 or 7 and Artax drowns in the tar
Spoilers.
Mud swamp. And then the fucking rat wolf thing comes Gamora. Out to eat.
Gamora.
Yeah, Gamora comes out after, and I was not doing that. No. Nope.
You know what? Film terrified me as a kid was Return to Oz. Did you ever
see
that?
Return to Oz was fucking scary.
Nightmares.
With the wheelers and the lady that changed her head.
Yeah, they played it at like a school movie on like a movie Friday or whatever.
I couldn't
be in there for that
thing. Couldn't handle it.
I loved it.
Yeah, so I was scared of movies. I was scared of
Jackson Pumpkin King. I thought was dreamy.
And those sort. And I've always been scared of heights, right? So I went like skydiving, bungee jumping to try and conquer them. And I'm like a natural like water kid now.
Wow.
You know, swimmer in high school and college and all that stuff. So. It was important to me to make a character that had some sort of water influence, and that was part of like Ford's creation, but
I like it.
Yeah.
Ooh, deep lore connected to deep people. Our next giveaway, we'll give away some more free shit real fast.
Yeah,
our next giveaway is for you fans that create and send in incredible art from moments during Critical Role. It's time for Fan Art of the Week. What? Give away the bust? No, the bust stays.
The bust will forever. Give away the host.
Give away the host, for sure. Ship me to Nebraska.
Ford's expression is that of the rectal thermometer.
Yeah, he's like, a little.
He's like,
We gotta draw some. We gotta draw some teeth on there.
Yo.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and then Jester gets
in there. That's way in there. That's a high temperature.
This show has become.
I can't concentrate, please.
Oh, Oscar.
No, this is very uncomfortable. I feel like I need a little privacy
so
here.
You're so big, Oscar.
Oh, no. Wow.
Oh, he is big.
Stop touching my head. Oh, I'm going in and out of consciousness. It's all getting hazy. No, stop. Jester, thank you.
Sorry. What were we talking about?
This is what our house is like every night. We have dolls and we make up voices.
This is the stupidest show.
I'm sorry.
This is the stupidest
People I met at E3 last night were like, so what do you do, man? And I'm like, you don't want to know, dude. You don't want to know. It's easier if I just tell you I'm in sanitation. This week's fan art winner was sent in by Rachel Bolt. Is that it?
You got it, buddy.
Yep. AKA at Rachel Bolt. Let's take a look.
Oh, whoa. Shit.
That's pretty nuts.
Wow. That is amazing.
I love that. What a cool style.
That's really beautiful.
Damn,
Chief, can
look at
we
the shoulder.
Do a passover there? Thank you.
Ooh.
Look at that stuff. Look at the neck
That's
hair.
Creepy as
I like the shoulder.
It's pretty beautiful.
Dude, damn. Nicely done. Fuck!
That's really cool. Thanks to
Poor Caleb.
I know. He'll get better.
Someday.
He'll Let's hope better. Not.
Thank you to everyone who submitted. Congrats to you, Rachel. You have won this. You have won that. This Critical Role Vox Machina Origins graphic novel. Standard edition.
Yay!
It's so beautiful.
It's
got stories and pictures.
It dices. It's got
it's
this
slices.
Frame. It's got that frame.
Yeah.
In the back.
Don't show too much.
There's the
Fine.
Secret of the. No,
show
I know. We will have this signed by the cast of Critical Role and sent off to you. As a reminder for those submitting, please include how you'd like to be credited if you win. And just a reminder that our giveaways are currently only available to people in the US and Canada, excluding Quebec. Moving on.
Powers like Doctor Strange. That was amazing.
Submit. There it goes. What was the other one? Is there another
one? Are looking at the wrong camera? Which one was I supposed to look at?
Look at that one.
Which one is that one?
That one.
Submit.
There you go, you did
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
You got it. Hey, Laura.
Yeah. Hey, Brian.
Submit yourself to this question.
Okay.
From Trick and Shorty. That's cute.
Yeah, I like it.
With the increasing amount of party members going unconscious lately, how high on your list of priorities is that diamond for Revivify?
You know what? This is just not fair. Because I think that
Let's hash it out.
I think that when you use it, it goes away, right? So it consumes the 300 gold die, diamond, yes.
Diamond.
What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Not only A, save all my stupid spell slots for stupid healing because people are dumb and get hurt. And then B, save all my money so I can buy diamonds just to save people?
Let them know.
Like,
tell them.
What if I want to buy other things?
Preach.
Sounds like cleric was a really good choice for you this time around.
I thought, and then
came with some unexpected responsibilities.
She'll do almost something to sacrifice herself for her friends.
I think that everybody.
She'll lift the smallest finger she's got to help you out of a jam.
Chester needs to be able to buy a dress too.
I did heal Liam with my toe. That's true.
That's true. Yeah, so. That's right. Why was that? You didn't want to touch.
I was pissed because everything was going wrong, right. So I didn't feel like bending over.
That's right. Most days I don't feel like.
I think everybody should have to buy their own stupid diamond.
My goodness.
What do you want me to do? Spend all my money to save people?
There is a running theme between your characters here, and that is Horde Queen.
No. No, Jester spends plenty on other people. She's not selfish.
But what if they're dying? That's when she decides that she's gonna all of a sudden start being stingy?
No! But I don't wanna have to spend, like, all the gold that I have. Stop it.
You don't have to spend all the gold you have,
I'm
but
supporting.
You're a healer,
but
though.
But I don't have that much gold. I can't just go willy-nilly and buy a whole bunch of diamonds.
If Yasha dies, you won't have to worry about it.
That's what I hear, all but right. Jester doesn't know that.
What do you mean?
Let's not.
It's a thing with her class.
Oh,
do I
don't
look
read
really
ahead.
Pink to you right now?
No, your
no,
head
No, you look
though.
Great. That TV
so
is
So I think everybody
more.
Should buy their own diamond, and that way if they die, I'll just use that little diamond that
oh,
they
like
bought
the,
on
like
there.
So what are you gonna do? If they're dying, you're gonna take a diamond out of their pocket and
yeah,
say,
dude.
I will now use this diamond that you bought yourself to heal you because mine are staying in my little pouch
yeah,
because
exactly.
I might need them for a croissant later.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to say.
Ow, Brian, you're making her angry. Oh.
That's not, he's full of shit.
I'm over
and
here.
Loving.
I'm over here. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, I just think it's a safety measure that everybody should have and do on their own,
okay.
And they should have their own damn diamonds.
I understand. We just learned a little bit about Jester and a lot about Laura. Travis.
Yeah.
Save yourself from carpet burn on your temple with an answer to this question from Miss Ginny in a bottle. Aki, that one was for you. With your high charisma, you could have chosen to hide details of your vision from them when you came to. Why didn't you?
Because Ford is honest, sharing, truthful, transparent.
He's an open book.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's part of his legal good alignment.
Legal good.
Is he lawful good?
Yeah, is that in the Tal'Dorei book?
Are you lawful good?
Legal
sure.
good?
No, you're not. You
yeah.
are not lawful good.
I am. Yep.
You are lying.
I am. Yep. And he is just trying to, like, you know, let people know what's going on. You can't really endear people to you if you hide stuff.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I'm just trying to share.
Is that where I'm going wrong?
No, I wish it was.
It's oversharing, I think, is my problem, right?
That's not it.
I want to attach little straps to this and make it like a backpack.
You could, yeah. You could hold Baron Youngchild in there.
Mm-hmm.
It
depends
like
on
it.
How small he is.
Baron
but
Youngchild.
Methinks he's going to come out about 27 inches long, knowing how tall Travis is.
Yeah, probably. He's going to be like a balloon on a string, all head.
I'm uncomfortable right now.
Well, do you know what makes me feel better? Answering questions from Teal Time. How much does Jester trust Ford's explanation of why he was drawn to the orb, or is she more suspicious
well,
of his story?
Well, now I'm more suspicious because I feel like Travis was just full of shit.
Don't meta-pigeon this.
Don't
just
meta-pigeon
fucking
this.
Answer for Jester.
I think Jester, wait, what was the question?
How much does Jester trust? You're on two strikes
yes,
right now. You are on two strikes.
Brian.
I will get a wheelchair and wheel
Brian,
your pregnant
I'm
ass
pregnant.
Out of here.
Give me some, have patience with me.
Oh my God. Okay, I understand.
What's the question?
I'm gonna take a blow dart to the neck.
How much does Jester trust Ford's explanation of why he was drawn to the orb, or is he suspicious of a heart? She trusts him fully.
Okay.
She trusts Ford, she thinks he's
yeah.
does nothing but tell the truth.
He does.
He's a very good person.
Yep.
That's how it is.
Okay. I believe you.
Ford has not lied to Jester, not once.
Really?
Nope.
in the weeks that they've known each other.
We've known each other for
months.
Hour long, I don't know.
I think we answered this on one of the first episodes.
Yeah, we did. So go back to that episode and look.
I've had a lot of Goldschlager since then. Hey, Travis.
Hey, what?
Drunk Grafinski wants to know, didn't Grafinski get drafted to the Cowboys this year? How fun was it to pull that blink bullshit like we saw in the GIF?
That's a good one.
It was great. Oh, man, I love it. I was actually worried about Ford's defense a little bit. Armor of Agathys is awesome, but like, I thought Blink was gonna go sideways, and it was actually pretty dope.
That's fun. But now you know a little bit more about the rules, like we were saying after GIF of the Week. You understand that you have your movement.
Yes, and watch without fail. I promise you, the next time he tries to do Blink, he will roll a 6 on the first thing, and it just will kaput.
Yeah.
And there will be one of my spell slots, one of my 2 spell slots wasted.
If you roll under a 20, it's just gone? I mean, under a 10?
Yeah,
it dissipates. I thought it just, you didn't disappear that turn. I thought that the spell lasts for like a minute.
I don't read the fucking details. Okay.
He just reads what the damage is.
Hey, yeah, they'll let me know after this.
I know we talked a little bit about early in the campaign why you guys chose the classes you did, but Travis, did you look into Sorcerer at all, or before Warlock?
I did.
Was it, what made you decide?
You know that shot in A Beautiful Mind? Uh-huh. Where, yeah, it was like that.
Oh, wow.
You it was like, just pure terror. It might as well have been in Sanskrit.
Yeah.
The Sorcerer points and levels and amount of spells, that and Wizard, I was like, nope, fucking
it might as well
nope.
have been in Papyrus.
Yeah. Baby steps.
Do you want a pillow for your back? Do you feel like that would make you more comfortable?
No.
Do you want Matt Mercer body pillow for your back?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris?
No, yeah.
Could you fetch, I believe it's right behind you over there.
He's never far.
It's the one you're rubbing butter on, Chris. Chris Lockey at Geek and Sundry, rubbing butter on at Matthew Mercer VO _ acting.
How do you want to
comfort me, Matthew. Give
there we
me
go.
Some support.
While you're positioning yourself on top of Matt, Laura, the real Kinesis wants to know, how worried are you that Kiri will turn out to be evil a la Matt? Laura, this is for you, but I want you both to answer.
Ooh, that's a good, did you hear his question,
I did,
Laura?
I'm listening to everything he says.
Then answer.
I think that if Kiri turns out evil, it's gonna be because Nott and Jester are a bad influence on her.
Turning her
bad
evil.
Versus, really horrible versus, parents, really.
Yeah. Turning her evil by leading by bad example versus right. her.
I mean, who knows?
You don't think Kiri killed her whole family?
No.
Really? This is a Matt Mercer NPC.
No.
You think it's
Kiri's
just what is at surface level?
Yeah.
Right? You see how she took to that blade so quickly?
Yeah,
you don't think she was
true.
Like, here's a bunch of alligators. Sorry,
I
mom.
Love,
sorry,
love
brother,
her.
Sister, brother, sister, brother, sister.
I love how innocently she stabs corpses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
sweetest.
Fucking act. That thing, she's a young Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
No, because we're turning her into that. You're the one that gave her a freaking dagger.
I'm siding with Travis on this one.
No, she's fine.
Okay, I side with you.
Thank you.
For both of you, this is from Darlette. We've all been enjoying watching Ford and Jester flirt, but given Ford's general charm and Jester's coquettishness...
You did it.
Coquettishness.
...with everyone, it's hard to suss out whether the flirting is serious or not. Are those two genuinely crushing on each other, or are they just joking around?
How do you feel about me?
Oh my God.
Do you like me? Yes or,
yes
no?
Or no?
Circle one and send back.
I don't know.
I don't think Ford's crushing on Jester.
No, I don't think Jester's crushing on Ford.
Just having a little fun.
Sure.
He's also known her the longest.
Yeah. Mm. They're comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
Little teasing never hurts to build camaraderie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. A little teasing never hurts.
No,
what? No. What, no?
My worst pickup line, a little tease and never hurts. You know, some of them come in and I go, no, I gotta put that in the recycle bin. But when Laura's on the show, the really bad ones make their way out because I just love the look of just pure.
She's a good
I feel like when you first started hosting on the show, you were you were better behaved.
I thought you were saying you were better.
Yeah, you would be the only person who ever said that.
Yeah.
You thought I was better behaved at the beginning?
When you first started. Because you were more like, I shouldn't say this. Like, you kept it inside more.
That's true.
Yeah, you know?
Those days are gone.
That shit's over now. The leash is long.
Yeah, exactly. Laura,
yeah.
Prove yourself wrong in every way with an answer to this question from Gray Mask. Caleb brought you into his identification ritual.
Yeah.
How does Jester feel about that, and does she want him to continue bringing her into his ritual casts?
Oh, man. It's hard because as me, as Laura, I recognize the fact that that's what Liam is doing as Caleb. And it's incredibly sweet. As Jester, oh, look over there, that's shiny. Oh, look, there's a distraction.
Yeah.
And I don't think she gets it.
Okay.
And also, the way he does magic is so completely different than the way she learns how to do magic. If you may have noticed from the way we cast our spells,
yeah,
that it's a different approach.
Yeah, he does a lot of
with like very specific sort of things, yeah, and it's more like a halale for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
A flip.
A flip.
An owl mop.
Hold on.
But yes, I hope he continues to do that.
Okay. Yeah, it's cute. It makes for a good RP moment.
Yeah.
Travis, Tiamat ZX wants to know, having been trying to coach Bo about her social skills, talking about what we were talking about earlier, how did Ford feel when she decided to ask for advice on apologizing and when Caleb decided to hug her mid-apology?
I think he was encouraged. I think he was encouraged on both their parts.
Does he want to keep the peace?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I think he knows that, you know, a more unified crew leads to less hangups.
Yeah.
But if we're going to go crazy backstory, having, you know, served on ships, you know, and having a crew and things like that, he knows that shit pops up. Yeah. You just got to squash it fast. And I think he identified that, like, are you sleeping?
What? No, I'm staring at that.
I'll wake you up when the next question comes for you.
Okay. I think he was endeared to Bo that she would trust him enough to ask, right? And that it was a fair chance for to like invest in Bo a little bit as well, right? Because you can be real shallow, I think, with that sort of a question and be like, well, you know, I mean, he was kind of a dick, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a little bit more to put himself out there and go like, I think it takes a bigger person to apologize, and if that's really what you want, you've got an opportunity, don't squander it.
Yeah, I agree. Why are you looking at him like that?
What? I was looking at him answer.
I don't like it one bit, Laura. Answer this question to distract you from sneering at your husband.
I wasn't sneering. I was listening.
Wester Lizzie wants to know, how do you think Jester feels about taking on a parental role with Kiri? Is she reflecting her mother's parenting style from when she was a child, or just making it up as she goes along? Now, this person is doing what I call a Trojan horse question, which is where you think they're asking about your relationship to this bird,
but
in reality, they want to know a little bit more.
Tell us more about the Ruby of the Sea.
The wizard behind the curtain.
I don't, like, Jester doesn't think of it as like a mother-daughter relationship with Kiri. I think it's just like, oh, I had these dolls when I was little, and she's like that, you know?
A more stabby version of one of these dolls.
A more stabby version. She's cute and sweet, and I need to take care of this, you know? Yeah, so I don't think it's entered her brain like it's a motherly sort of situation as it is, just like, I want to protect it.
Yeah.
She didn't have probably not the best influences growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dream guest. Any celebrity, any real person that's alive, dream guest on the show. Mine's Regis Philbin.
Oh, ooh, wow. Good call.
Colbert
for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that's a good one too.
Legends,
what do you think?
Fantasy.
Richard Simmons.
What? Richard Simmons. Dude, I would pay $1,000 to see Richard Simmons play a live D&D game. That would be amazing.
Right?
Oh, it's a 20, my babies.
Would
it would be amazing,
and
dude.
And his character would also wear little shorts?
Oh, hell yes, dude. Oh, man, the art would be incredible. Well, we've got time for one or two more.
Dan.
What about this? Someone believed wants to know for both of you, how do your characters feel about traveling with the two most awkward humans in existence?
They are so awkward. Like, yeah. And the thing is like, is it really just two of them?
Mm-hmm.
The two, well, the two most awkward humans and Yasha.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Who's also incredibly awkward.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, because Bo's, I mean, Bo is not awkward. She's more of an asshole.
Yeah.
No, you know? She's awkward.
Yeah, she's awkward in certain practices, but it's not like the, you know, predominant characteristic. Yeah.
Right, this is true.
When she tries to re-emerge onto the highway, that's where she starts hitting all the fucking reflectors.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you said how old Jester is?
Mm-mm.
Would you if I asked it, or
no.
Would you wait? Okay.
Oh, wow. Really?
She's 57 years old.
57?
Yeah.
Is that a real answer?
No.
I didn't think so.
Ford's in his early 30s.
He's in his early what?
30s.
Oh, really? Wow. So am I. Guys, why are you laughing?
I'm hormones, dog.
I'm 53.
Just a swirl.
Guys, open here. Arking10 wants to know, this is our last question of the night, how do Jester and Ford feel when witnessing inter-party conflict? Do they feel a need to step in or let their compatriots sort out their problems themselves? We talked a little bit about this with Bo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in what Jester has to say about inter-party conflicts.
I think Jester is less, she's not very comfortable with conflict in that way. So, like, she stepped in a bit with Bolgate just because it had to do with things that she has strong convictions about. But for the most part, if somebody's fighting, I don't think, other than to go, don't fight, you know, there's not much that she's going to be like, fix it this way sort of situation.
Travis, would you have had the same reaction to a different character? Maybe one that you aren't as sort of like buddy-buddy with as Bo, would you have given the same advice to someone else maybe that you're not as close with?
I would have given different advice, I think, because Ford has had a chance to talk and speak with Bo already, and, you know, I think there's like a prolonged effort to help in certain areas that Bo is is humorously lacking in. If it was somebody like Molly that maybe Ford doesn't know as well, or like Yasha or something like that, I think the conversation could have, you know, been used to maybe glean something about them than just giving advice.
Yeah.
Like maybe more of a inquisitive approach and see what it says about them in that moment rather than just like straight up advice.
Yeah.
We know how you feel about inter-party conflict. How do you feel about inter-party cornflakes? That's what I heard when you said it.
Okay.
Really?
You gotta stop doing whippets when the camera's on me, dude. Because all he hears is.
Well, the whole time you were answering, I was just looking down because the baby was moving around and it was like shift, shift, shift. And I was like, I wonder if they can see it on camera.
That's because daddy's talking.
He just did Morse code saying that he loves the name Baron Youngchild.
I think he was saying he loves cornflakes.
He loves cornflakes. Well, guys. That's all the time that Travis and Laura's baby has for tonight. Congrats on Gears of War being announced.
Yay!
Saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, dude.
There's a lot of stuff I saw at E3 today that a lot of my friends are in, and none of them can talk about it yet. And that's a shitty part about
it's
this
so
job.
It's so nice when you can finally say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've been working on Gears for a long time already, so.
It's weird to keep a secret for sometimes 2-3 years before you can say anything.
Yeah, before I was announced on Last of Us, it was like...
A long time.
Yeah, it was before... Oh, God.
Years.
Yeah, it was like...
It had to be like
two and a half years.
Two and a half years, probably. Yeah. Yeah, the stuff that they showed last night, Ash shot a long time ago. Yeah, so it's crazy to see how it comes together.
So worth it.
So proud of all of you guys. I love it. Well, that's all time we have for tonight, folks. Stick around for Talks Machina Afterbirth. I would like to hashtag thank my guests.
Talks Machina Placenta.
Hey, Talks Placenta. Thank my guest courtesy this week of at
J Markham One.
Oh boy. Low Heels Reggie.
Oh, that's good.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
That eye's inside me, man.
I like that.
That's good.
Give me that Sword of Omens, dog.
And I'm your host, The Last of Us 2 should come faster.
Yeah!
Yes! You hear me, Druckmann? You get in the office and stop schmoozing and start coding or however you make video games.
Ones and zeros. Ones and zeros.
Trumbo. Critical Role. Campaign 2, episode 23 airs this week. Until then, please don't forget to love each other, and don't worry, it's almost Turnt's Day.
Oh, nice. How long have you been doing that?
I just did it. We're back. Welcome to After Dark.
Prime programming.
What do you guys think of our new lighting? It looks really cool.
It's really
right?
good.
It's really pretty.
You look way more handsome than you are in real life.
Well, a lot of that's the plastic surgery.
Yeah. And it almost looks like we're in the same studio together.
I rub goat's milk on my face.
Do you have candy?
Yeah, I do. Here, take it.
No.
Give me one. What is, wait.
They're tropical flavored.
Are they gummies or
no,
are they
suckies? No, they're hard things.
Thank you.
Guys, on After Dark, we take questions from the Alpha Chat.
Yep.
And those questions are pretty good tonight. We're gonna start with Chas and Castles. What do you think of Matt/Kiri's impressions of your characters'
they're
voices?
They're so good.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yes, they're really good. His gesture is good.
Yeah.
I had a talk with him about it.
You did?
He tuned it up.
No, I mean, I didn't tell him how to do it. I had a talk with him after he did his first Kiri gesture, and I was like, it got so good. He's like, yeah, once I freaking realized like what the dialect was, yeah, I didn't have a problem with him. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, fine then.
No accent that man can do. I like it when he does the Southern, because get a little McCree in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little McCree goes a long way.
You have to say it's high noon. You have to say it's high noon, and then he'll repeat it as Kiri.
Oh, that's a way
that's
to get him to say it.
That's a good way to get him to say it.
Oh, shit.
I like your turn of mind, Bailey. Right. Hey, both of you guys.
That's right.
This is really good.
You're not going to be able to answer this, but I want to ask it anyway. Okay. It's from Do Inc. Or Doink. What is, in your opinion, what is the worst thing Liam has ever said to Matt before going live?
Oh.
Now,
I don't know if I remember.
Some of it we can say because we're on Alpha and if a tree falls, but
right.
Some things still can't be said.
Well, after like 130 different terrible, shitty things to yell at Matt before the episode starts, it's hard to remember just one.
Man, he's had some good ones.
Fart though. Bubbles comes to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some that were really good that I can't say.
This week seemed to be a good one.
He did have a really good
I
one.
I ran out before.
And already I've forgotten what it was.
Yeah,
I remember,
me too.
But I can't say it.
Yep. It's like a bad audition. You just in one, out the forget.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Technicolor Grayscale has a question for all my babies on Tumblr.
Technicolor Grayscale.
Do either of your characters ship any party members?
Oh my lord. I know Tumblr is just awash with that. For reals. I ship Caleb and Nott.
Gross.
Really?
No, he doesn't.
That is an odd.
I know, like that it. Makes Liam so mad. He's like, yeah. No, it's not like that. I'm like, yeah. I hope not. You know, no judgment, just.
Yeah, I think Liam's like down to see his character like with any character except for not.
Except for
it's not.
Cool. Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Not his style.
Come on, he's a keeper of the yard. He loves looking at that shit.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I'm not shipping anybody yet.
I love looking at that shit too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I was a fan of some in the previous campaign, but not yet. I'm not sold on
nothing. No, it's too early.
Yet. Yeah.
Yeah, it is too early.
It's too early to have,
Too early to ship.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, Oscar is really hot and stuff, but, you know.
Yeah.
Who's Oscar?
Yeah. You haven't put that together by now? The Perks of March wants to know, Laura, what is Jester's lollipop flavor? Does it change depending on her mood?
Good question. Oh, shit.
Is it a mood-changing lollipop?
Oh, my God.
Does the flavor...
lollipop?
Yeah, what's up with
that? I would say probably, like, strawberry. Mm. Or, like, you know, like, fruity flavor.
Fruity loop?
Well, yeah, you know, like the fruity swirl lollipops. Yeah, it's a fruity flavor. But, I think as a spiritual weapon, which by the way, I realized afterwards that I have to cast spiritual weapon at level 4 in order to do the 2d8 damage.
And
I cast it at level 3 thinking I could do that. So I have to wait in order to do that again.
Why'd you say that just now?
Because I saw it. But what I was going to say is, as her spiritual weapon levels up with her, because I fully want her spiritual weapon to be like a Final Fantasy weapon that like gets cooler and cooler.
Yeah.
Then it'll probably change flavors.
Interesting. To a nice strawberry kiwi Snapple flavor.
How many licks?
Travis.
Yes.
Arthur Cawthon wants to know. I apologize.
Sure. Yeah, bye.
Between consuming weapons and finding hidden artifacts, do you think Ford's Falchion will eventually be able to rival the Vestiges? Also, what Vestige level powers would you like it to have?
Oh, shit. Man, I don't. Well, I don't know if it'll ever get to Vestige level, and I purposefully don't read ahead in classes or other Vestiges that vegetables that were out there, just because I like to be surprised. But I think there could be an opportunity for some Vestige absorption into the Falchion.
Wow.
Really?
The Millennium Falchion?
Ooh, yeah. Millennium Falchion.
Yeah, I feel like if that happens, you know.
What if it was a Millennial Falchion and they just complained all the time about having to leave the house?
This sword is not, get a job.
Yeah.
Wait. So if you absorbed a Vestige,
that
means Ford would swallow a Vestige?
Well, okay, look, and it was then, clearly demonstrated.
Wait. And then that means that Ford is capable of destroying Vestiges. Or is it like when Ford dies, all of the weapons he's consumed like fall out of him like a loot drop?
Okay, all right, geez, listen.
That's a lot to think about.
Yeah, you know, and we have not, there could be a limit to the amount of power that can be absorbed, not swallowed. Consumed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not fucking swallowing anything anymore, all right?
Vestidigitation.
Fucking autopilot Ford just shoved it in the stomach like a normal person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, get in my belly.
It's weird that you just like inserted it inside yourself.
Okay.
His stomach, all right?
All right.
Phrasing.
Oh my God, what would you have done if Matt, when he was describing it, instead of saying like,
shoved it up his ass.
Yeah, he bends over and shoved the up his butt.
Probably just
and
kill
then,
myself.
Like, the only just... way you could like absorb things would be to shove it in your butt.
If it was like a softball sized cat's eye and I'd shoved it up my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd kill myself.
Whenever
I'd be like, Molly, just keep holding my head underwater. I won't fight it. 3 death saves,
this
I'm out.
Will suck.
Tortle Bard.
Hey guys, I'm here.
I was at CVS the other day and I got some Advil. I got some other stuff too, but I got some Advil. And I was joking with the woman at the counter. I said, is this a suppository? And she was like, what do you mean? I go, I'm supposed to put these up my butt, right? And she was like, well, take them out of the bottle first.
Yeah! She wins.
I tip her $20.
Yeah.
Tip her $20.
That's amazing.
This one's really interesting. Taco Lich wants to know. That's a great
name.
That's
a great name.
Laura, why hasn't Jester flirted with Ford in duplicity form?
She did.
Oh. She?
Well, when she healed Ford as her duplicate, she went over and
duplicity.
Ah! She went over and hugged him.
Well, a brief duplicity spell invoked by us talking about it just happened to you, and that's crazy.
Did you flirt early?
Well, she remember she went over and she was. You don't remember.
No, I don't.
He doesn't fucking remember.
I think the question is asking as both of you, like. Together.
Both of us at the same time?
Oh.
Yeah.
Like double mint gum?
Yeah, you know? Like you could rapid fire the pickup lines and.
That's a whole other level.
It is.
You know, eventually I'll have 3 duplicates.
Oh, really?
Possibly 4. I don't remember the spell.
As you level up, you get more peeps.
I get more
Eventually, you
duplicates.
Could be like Doctor Strange in Infinity War. Spoilers.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Spoilers.
Oh, my God. I love you so much. You're so beautiful. I'll take you to the greatest.
It's like, oh, my God.
Don't touch me.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Ew, what is it? It looks so weird.
It's a hand. Whoa.
You little, I don't like it.
That was weird.
I don't
weird.
Like the way it
was
looks.
Like a little.
Stop it. Little. I killed it.
Ooh, you made it go away.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's really creepy.
Travis.
Oh, you're back.
back. Hi.
Oh, welcome back. Art Zombie wants to know, how will Ford balance being a warlock with a potentially malevolent patron and being a very kind and diplomatic person? Are you nervous that Ford is going down a dark path?
A little. I think he doesn't know anything about the patron yet. I think he has his suspicions, right?
Yeah.
I feel like a non-malevolent patron would have been a little more, like, transparent, given a little bit more than just fucking, you know, some flashcard words.
Yeah.
So that's a little worrying. But Ford's a pretty good person on the inside. I think unless it's tied to some real consequence, he's gonna find a way to walk the straight and narrow.
Potential.
Good person inside, but there's also a lot of foreign objects inside, too.
Shove it up your butt.
Uh-huh.
Yep. You should do commentary on every episode of Talks Machina. Mm-hmm. We'll just give you a mic and you can, from home, talk back and be like, you're lying.
Yep. Yep.
Caleb hates fire. let's see, Dice Chill, who cares? Somebody wants to know if you can do a Thundercats impression, Travis.
Oh, yeah.
Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I need to do it in the game, though.
Do it in the game.
Because I loved Thundercats as a kid.
I know.
Yeah. Thunder. Thunder. Yasha's deity. Oh!
Oh, man.
Laura.
What?
I love Thundercats.
Mercurial wants to know, do you have any plans or desire to teach Kiri about the Traveler? Maybe turn her into a feathered hype man with the phrases you teach her?
That's a really, really, really solid plan, Mercurial, and I plan on doing it now.
Okay. Mercurial dictates.
Somebody likes 50 Shades of Grey.
Why?
Because that's a word that they use like every other fucking sentence.
They do?
Did you read the books?
Oh, that's pretentious.
I know.
No wonder I'm not a fan of the franchise.
I read the first two books, and then I tried to finish the third one. I couldn't, and I threw it across the room because there's someone.
But you finished two of them?
I finished two of them.
Oh. Okay.
What did you think?
They were not very good.
But you just couldn't stop.
I'm a completionist. You know that about me.
Yeah, an arsonist.
Even if a movie is absolute shit, I can't walk away from it.
I don't walk out of movies very often.
No, I gotta finish it.
House Guest? I walked out of that bitch.
With Sinbad?
Yep.
I watched that at the dentist. You know how they put the thing on?
Yeah.
When I was in like junior high or something, I watched House Guest. Phil Hartman. Right? Sinbad? Yep. Yeah.
I think that's the last movie I actually walked out of.
Really?
Yep. No.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We stayed in the other one.
Really?
Yep.
I walked out of The Sixth Sense about 5 minutes before it was over.
What?
Yep. I'm kidding.
I can't believe
but
I
stayed
believe
for all
that.
Of The Happening. A timeless classic.
Man, we
what?
All, that's right, we almost walked
no.
out of that.
There was an article yesterday that was like, here's why The Happening is worth rewatching
no.
and why it's misunderstood. And I was like, no.
Yeah, it'll get to that shit level status. It was. We were at the ArcLight Hollywood, a place known for like not being a raucous audience.
Yeah.
And there was like maybe 10, 12 people in the theater, and it was a conversation
was
among all of us,
right? And Mary.
Probably.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
people in the other that we didn't know were like, should we leave? And we're like, no, we gotta stay.
We have to stay.
Like, fuck this! It's so terrible. We're like,
everybody
but they're
was
giving
laughing
all
by the
over.
End of the movie.
I had a friend in town one time. And she was like, I want to go to the cool movie theater, you know, like it was the ArcLight. So, okay, cool. And Troy Baker was with us and he was like, let's go see The Last Airbender, which is also a Shyamalan movie. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, man, I didn't really see the, you know, whatever. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yep. The kid was a great martial artist though.
I had the whole front row of the theater laughing because I was just like making comments the whole time. And then this guy next to me was super pissed the whole movie, and afterwards Troy's like, I think this guy's gonna kick your ass, and I'm like, I'm ready. So by the end of, and then after the movie he was just sitting there in the seat like this, and he was like, the credits went up and he was like, man, that was some bullshit. Yeah. He was like, they never even saw the original, like, what is this? Yeah, it's crazy.
Not mad at you, just mad that it was true. Just
mad about that movie. Anything that they've revealed so far at E3 that's got you guys really horny?
Oh man, so much.
I'm excited about Fallout. I'm excited about the Wolfenstein where you can play as the twin daughters of BJ. That looks pretty fucking sick. Spider-Man looks epic.
Spider-Man looks killer.
Cyberpunk looks cool. I'm excited about that one. Super Mario Party looks really fun. I tried to make it to Nintendo today, but there was 743,000 people there at E3, so.
Yeah. Slight problem.
I haven't been up there yet because of this, but I'm doing a panel tomorrow.
You are? What time? Is it gonna be live streamed for the critters to watch?
I think so. It's called like She Talks, and it's with Andrea Renee. I think it's over at the E3 Coliseum.
Ooh, cool. Oh, I was there this morning because they did the Last of Us panel there.
Oh, was that where?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know where it was.
Yeah, that's where Jeff Keighley's doing his stuff. Yeah, hey guys, Jeff Keighley here. I'm gonna wheel a deal and give you a car.
So yeah. Yeah. I'm going and talking. I think I'm talking about Gears.
Ooh, nice.
I don't know very much.
Yeah, they don't really tell you much, do they?
You're allowed to say.
Probably not.
But yeah, I'm doing a panel tomorrow.
I'm excited for all the new Vita games they announce. Just kidding. Well, guys, that's all the time we have for After Dark. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, guys.
Alma.
Laura, I hope you make it on to Talks one more time before
I don't know if
little
happen,
Baron von Munchausen syndrome comes out.
As of Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Fucking hell, mate.
Fucking hell, that's heavy.
Oh, it is heavy.
As of Sunday, I'm 9 months pregnant.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're almost to the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Travis cares deeply.
I don't know what you're waiting for.
I was imagining his expression.
Did a pretty good job.
Oh, that is actually really
close. Suck in the cheeks a little bit. Give us a little Ryan Gosling when it's someone else's line. There we go. That looks good.
That's good. That's
if
good.
It's good enough for Arsqueef, it's good enough for me.
Fucking line is from The Notebook. I didn't see it.
Oh yeah, right. You didn't see it.
No, I saw the Twilight movies, but I didn't see The Notebook.
This makes me so happy.
Yeah, make a better movie.
Twilight was a better movie than The Notebook?
Yeah.
That's all the time we have for tonight, folks. That's blasphemy, and I will not listen to it. How dare you? You're going to tell me that Kristen is better than Rachel McAdams?
Yes, I am.
Howdy, gang. Sometimes there's a man. All right, my name's Ford. I'm Sam Elliott.
Gotta get more lish.
Let's go home.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Tox Machina on the Critical Role Podcast Network. If you like this episode, please drop a review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Tox Machina airs live on Twitch at twitch.tv/Critical Role on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific. We'll see you next time.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. As a voice actor, a voice director, and co-founder here at Critical Role, my work schedule keeps me pretty busy, and I sometimes have trouble making time for my friends and family. Because of this, I end up agreeing to, well, everything. Spreading myself too thin and then getting myself run down. Knowing the limits of your social battery and setting healthy boundaries for those limits are important factors for your overall health, and therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is entirely online, making it a convenient and flexible option for your schedule. To get started, just fill out a brief questionnaire and BetterHelp will match you with a licensed therapist suited to your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/criticalrole today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/criticalrole.